It's MKFM, joined this morning by Associate Solicitor at the Family Law Group, one of our partners here at MKFM, Jess Silvers. Jess, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. And very appropriate that we're speaking to you this week. Of course, it was World Mental Health Day on Monday, and you are a mental health first aider.
Yes, that's right.
For anyone who's not familiar, tell us what a mental health first aider is, first of all.
A mental health first aider is somebody that essentially provides better initial support to people developing mental health issues or support to those in crisis. So to become a mental health first aider, what I've had to do is a course through Mental Health First Aid England, which was a 2-day course online. That has covered various issues, including depression, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, psychosis, substance misuse. And then it also goes over crisis situations for more severe mental health issues as well. So essentially, in the workplace, I am the first port of call for anybody that may need help, whether, you know, they're suffering from depression or whether it's a slightly more serious issue and they're in a crisis situation.
So in many ways, very similar to a physical first aider, but specialising in mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. The role is pretty much the same as a physical first aider in terms of the support that we provide. It's literally just a mental health perspective rather than a physical one.
It's a great idea and a great thing for workplaces to have. Why did you want to become a mental health first aider yourself?
For me, everyone suffers with their mental health at some point, and I think the statistics say that 1 in 4 of us will experience a mental health issue in any given year. And it's also a huge economic cost to companies, and so it's important that we address it in the workplace. And not only that, but in the legal sector, I think there's a bit of stigma around mental health, and so it's increasingly important in a law firm like Family Law Group to have that support available, because employees deal with issues on a daily basis, from people having their children taken from their care to people getting divorced. And so the nature of the work means that our employees will need that support. But also it will allow us to give the best possible client care we can give to clients as well. And so I think it's really important that that we are trained in mental health first aid in order to support colleagues, clients, and be able to signpost people in the right direction when they are in difficulty with their mental health.
Yeah, really interesting. And I mean, how much support have you been able to provide? Like you mentioned, I'm sure working in a solicitor's office, maybe people in your line of work might need more support than in other workplaces. But have you found it to be a very popular service?
Yes, absolutely. And the firm have taken on board some advice really in relation to what we can be doing to assist employees with the mental health as well. So it's definitely been a positive thing to have done. And in terms of client care, we're able to signpost people that are suffering with a range of different issues in respect to their mental health, and we're able to then signpost them to the correct support. And it can be quite niche support that they need as well. So I feel that we are meeting their needs with that more so than we was doing before.
What would be your tips for anyone with regards to looking after their mental health?
So in the workplace, what I would say to companies is that it's important to support staff by providing support, by educating people, and also raising awareness so that conversations can be had around mental health, as I think that's really important to reduce the stigma that can be in some workplaces. So I think it's all about creating a culture that's positive and supportive, so people can have that space to have those conversations if they need to, and be supported. But on a personal level, what people can do on a daily basis to reduce the stress that they face is things like being organised, so getting things ready for work the day before, eating well, drinking enough water, getting enough sleep. One that's quite popular at Family Law Group is taking up a hobby or physical activity outside of work, so that when you go home you can de-stress and relax and enjoy your evening rather than worrying about whatever's happened in any given day.
Yes.
And also a popular thing that we do at lunchtime is we go for walks, so we get some fresh air, take our mind off of work for that hour, so that we're ready to come back and you know, face the afternoon. So I think all of those tips are good for managing mental health and you know, promoting a healthy environment for people to work in.
Absolutely. It's certainly great that workplaces are more supportive and more aware of this as an issue now as well, which is great. For yourself, becoming a mental health first aider, for anyone who's maybe thinking about it, or for a business that is thinking we need to get ourselves a mental health first aider, what was the process like? What was the course like? How did it work?
So it was an online course, so that makes it very accessible, and it was 2 days long, so it was quite intense, but essentially you go onto the Mental Health First Aid England website and you can sign up there. You can put as many people on the course from your company, I believe, as possible, and you literally just sign up through the website, and then when you're on the course, it is completely confidential, but it's an open space where people can ask questions and discuss things. And so I found that really, really helpful. And everybody was able to then get involved practically. And to add to that, we then also got a manual so that we can go back and refer to things if we needed to, or to refresh our memory if we needed to further down the line as well.
I imagine it was really interesting, was it?
Yeah, very interesting. It definitely... what I found most interesting was that they gave you kind of an action plan that you can use for any given situation and any mental health difficulty someone is having. So that's definitely something that I took away with me and have been able to use in practice. So it was very beneficial.
Fantastic. Finally, how can people find help in the local area across MK if they do think they maybe need assistance with their mental health?
Personally, people can firstly, if it's a medical emergency, call 999 or go to accident and emergency at the hospital. But if it's not an emergency, I would say people can call 111 or go and see your GP. I think GPs are a great way of accessing mental health support that people may not think that, you know, they can get through their GP. But in fact, GPs can be really helpful in referring people to services in the local area, such as talking services or counselling. And then there's helplines as well. So if people didn't want to go and see their GP, then they can call the Samaritans or Mind. And also a simple Google can also open up links to therapy that you may not know about in the local area as well. So I found those all really helpful. But in terms of companies, what they can do, or what we've done at Family Law Group, is we have something called Peninsula, which offers workplace wellbeing support to staff, and our staff can access that 24/7, and it provides online support, including tools, resources, counselling, and it's 100% confidential. So that's really helpful as well. And through that, we all have access to an app called Health Assured, and so on that app we can receive wellbeing information. There's mood trackers, and there's ways that people can meet goals. I think you can put in like a step count goal or something to get people walking out around at lunchtime. We also have access to a performance psychologist as well. It's called Mind Talk. I think it's run by someone called James Newman. So we have those confidential sessions that we can have with him as well. So if people are struggling with their performance at work, then we can access that support from him. And that's been a really popular service here. And people are finding it really beneficial as well. From me as a mental health first aider, they get regular updates for mental health, World Mental Health Day this month. I'll be sending around a firm-wide email with some resources. I did the same last year, and then on a yearly basis as well, I send other emails around. So they're getting a lot of support through it, so it's definitely a great thing that we've done.
Wow, that was a fantastically long answer. So it's great to hear there is so much support for people, which is really great to hear. Family Law Group are one of our partners here at MKFM. Jess Silvers is an associate solicitor and a mental health first aider. And Jess, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. So thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you so much.